our voices are picking up as they should. See, if you just say, well, this is January 28th. Isn't
this
it?
Is the 28th of January, yes. Starting.
I'd like to just begin by asking you questions about your childhood. And you were raised in New York or near New York?
Yes, I was born in New York City and during World War I. And when I was three, we moved to a suburb, New Rochelle. By then, my sister Claire had been born. And New Rochelle was considered a village in those days. And I was brought up in New Rochelle. My father was a musician. And when I was 12, we went to Paris so that he could study music with Nadia Boulanger. And for three summers in a row, we went as a family and lived in Paris and France and did some traveling. And I think at that time, my interest in the visual arts began.
Well, at home, was this stressed a great deal? Did your parents talk about the arts?
Well, we were brought up, certainly we went to sleep listening to music many, many evenings. There would be a string quartet or trio, or our favorite, the Brahms Piano Quintet, going downstairs, and we'd fall asleep to this music. And
did your father concertize? Did
he, no, he was essentially a composer, and he also studied conducting and initiated several series of children's concerts in Westchester County, and modeled on the Damrosch series in New York. And he had a small orchestra composed of New York Philharmonic men. And these were very important events in our lives.
Were these concerts held locally, or you would usually go to them?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. And the mornings of the concert were very tense. I remember I had a terrible fight with my sister one morning, and there was a great deal of screaming, and this was very, very bad, the morning of the concert. But these things happen.
When your trips to, before you went on those trips to France, had you also been brought up with some art in New York? I mean, had you gone visiting around the museum, things of that sort?
Well, the museums really began. No, that's true. My mother was a woman who believed in enrichment for children, and we were signed up for all sorts of extracurricular things. And I do remember a class at the Metropolitan Museum, and I remember the paintings of Rosa Bonheur from that period. And there was also a class at the that I went to that visited the Bronx Zoo, and I have a vivid memory of visiting the snake house and being allowed to hold a king snake, which is very beautiful, black and yellow. But yes, we had a great deal of that. Also theater. When I was quite young, we would go. In those days, New Rochelle didn't have any of the professional people or the amenities of the city, so we would have to travel, of course, before the parkways through the Bronx and so on to New York, to the dentist and to whatever was that sort of thing. And usually there would be lunch at Schraff's and maybe the theater. And there was a great deal. My grandmother had been a singer, and she had two tickets for a Saturday matinee at the Metropolitan Opera, and we were always taken to Hansel and Gretel